it really does work better when you put it where you're supposed to, doesn't it? Okay, folks, the baptismal candle is lit this morning. We don't have the baptisms during our service, but immediately after our late church this morning, we have two young people, Axel and Roman, are getting baptized this morning. Family's here with us this morning. We're grateful for them, and we've also got other visitors. We're always, this is a time of year, as our snowbirds are returning, as we've got visitors that are coming almost constantly. Make sure we take the opportunity to welcome all of these folks. It's always very precious to have them in our midst. And I also want to just, we took the opportunity in fellowship this morning there back in Narthex number 2 on behalf of my wife and I. We just want to thank you. We are coming up on 3 full years that we've been here, and we're so grateful for the time that we've been here in your midst. And it's hard to believe it's been 3 years, but that's the way it is. So our Advent dinners continue. We've got 2 more dinners, but now this coming week will be the last service in the CLC. The service next week, we'll move here and we'll add some ornaments to that tree. Make sure you're thinking about bringing the ornaments. We'll make sure when we take the greens down this year that we do a better job of getting all those ornaments back to God's people. So it's just something that took place last year. Just finally, in the midst of some things here, take note that our Christmas schedule is starting to get printed again, and it is a unique schedule because next week, next Sunday, is the last Sunday in 2017 where we will be worshiping at these 8 and 11 times, because Sunday is Christmas Eve in 2 weeks and New Year's Eve in 3 weeks. Now, New Year's Eve is the 60th anniversary celebration of our congregation. We have prepared, these are some posters. If certainly you're welcome to take one and take a look at the schedule yourself. But these are so that they can be put up just wherever it is a person's allowed to put them up. This is the official schedule for our 60th anniversary on New Year's Eve. And we got all kinds of exciting things happen. But in the midst of our Christmas schedule, which includes one service on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, the children's Christmas program, that is the only thing we're doing Sunday morning in 2 weeks. And so, I mean, those last 2 Sundays of the year, that's the only thing we have, our 10 o'clock worship services, children's program Christmas Eve, 60th anniversary, New Year's Eve. And then, of course, on Christmas Eve, we've got the evening services at 6:30 and 11 o'clock, and then Christmas Day at 10 o'clock. So we hope that you can join us in the midst of a very busy schedule that's coming up on us here very, very quickly. We want to remember just a couple of people that have been hospitalized. Margaret de Blasi had her surgery late this past week, and she has been doing well from that surgery. We're grateful to God that, because it was a very complex surgery. And then my mom, Karen Wendt, she had surgery this past Tuesday. She was released, but overnight they had to rehospitalize her. She is just back in a hospital in Johns Creek, Georgia. So I ask you to please remember my mom in your prayers in the midst of what's going on today. Please let us know that you were here. There's these Faith Fellowship cards and racks in front of you. You'll be able to hand those in at the conclusion of the offering for this morning. And then please note that today is the deadline for our, if you want to order a Christmas poinsettia. We're already getting the list together, and we'll be putting up our poinsettia tree here just real, real soon. Next Sunday is the deadline for the Angel Tree project that we've also been working on. So as you are able, please stand. Our order of worship is from Divine Service Setting 4 in our Lutheran Service Book, or you may follow along up on the screens. We begin by calling to mind our baptisms. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness, and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together, as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you that your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray together. Lord Jesus Christ, we implore you to hear our prayers and to lighten the darkness of our hearts by your gracious visitation. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Our Old Testament lesson is from Isaiah 61. The Lord anoints to bring good news. The Spirit of Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called the oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall prepare the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrong. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their offspring shall be known among the nations, and their descendants in the midst of the people. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are an offspring the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exalt my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with a beautiful headdress, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels. For as the earth brings forth its sprouts, as a garden causes what is sown to sprout up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to sprout up before all nations. This is the word of the Lord. Our second lesson comes from 1 Thessalonians. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies, but test everything. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who called you is faithful. He will surely do it. This is the word of the Lord.
Please stand as a sign of resurrection hope. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. And this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, No. So they said to him, who are you? We need to give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself? He said, I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said. Now, they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, then why are you baptizing if you are neither the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet? John answered them, I baptize with water. But among you stands one you do not know, even he who comes after me, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie. These things took place in Bethany across the Jordan where John was baptizing. This is the gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. God's everlasting peace and grace and love rests upon us as he calls us by name, first in the waters of holy baptism, and then as he brings us to himself forever in life everlasting. Amen. My text for this morning is going to focus on the message that John the Baptizer had for those who were his enemies that wanted to come to him. But I want you to hear these words again from our second lesson. Now, may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. May your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. I will admit this won't be the easiest question that I've ever asked from the pulpit, but have any of you heard of the name Bill Saluga? He is a comedian. His name is Bill Saluga. No one has. Well, maybe you know him a little better. Some of you would anyway. For the character that he introduced, Raymond J. Johnson, Jr. If you remember who this guy is, this is the guy that somebody would come in and says, well, as of course his last name is Johnson. Well, Johnson's right. And he said, now, wait a minute. You can call me Ray, and you can call me Jay, or you can call me RJJ, or you can call me RJJJ. And the list just goes on and on with the names that you can call him, but you doesn't have to call him Johnson, okay? Maybe you've heard that comedy thing. It does go back a few years. This guy was able to, and he was selling out audiences all over the place simply by making plays on names, names that all of us will have. You know, it could well be that some of us have actually gone through life with a nickname, maybe more than one. When I was in high school, I had one of my classmates, one of those really popular type kids. His nickname was Zeb, which was interesting because we couldn't ever really figure out exactly what that name was supposed to mean. It's not like, you know, it was an acronym, Z meaning some E and B. It was just his nickname. And he didn't have a Z in either his first name or his last name, but that's what everybody called him. Well, maybe you had a nickname that you liked or didn't like, one that was better off not sticking to anybody, but there comes a time when we are going to be called by name. Now, I know that when we think of that, one of the first things we think of is when somebody made use of our middle name, usually a parent. When we were growing up, you had a pretty good idea if your middle name was being used, you were in trouble. But that's not necessarily the only time. I've had to spend some time in ministry just going with some different members to court for different reasons. And you know, one of the things I learned by doing that was that, okay, maybe that this person is on the docket for, I'll pick a time, 9:30 in the morning. But there might be 12 people who are on that same docket at that same time, 9:30 in the morning. And you have no idea who the judge is going to call. But you do know that your name is on the docket, and eventually the judge is going to call your name. And you're going to be face to face with the judge, and you are going to wait for the judge to issue a sentence on you. I think that's the way we've gotten to look at a lot of life. We've gotten ourselves to the point where it's almost like we are afraid of having our name associated with anything because there's so much that's negative out there. There is so much that's associated with a name that, nah, you don't really want to necessarily be known for that. But we almost forget what the whole business about names is all about. And I'm talking, of course, about the person of Jesus Christ. Because he has probably more names, and a lot of the names are more like descriptive titles. Jesus does not have, to my knowledge, some sort of a nickname that has absolutely no meaning. If Jesus is called this, especially amongst the faith or in the scriptures, it is there for a reason. He is called Jesus. He is called Christ. He is called the Messiah. He is called the way and the truth and the life. He is called the resurrection and the life. He is called the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And the list goes on and on of the things that Jesus is called. Every one of them, a title that he has earned, and every one of them, something that tells us something that he did for you. And it really doesn't matter then at that point what it is that you call him, as long as you find him who is the good shepherd, him who is our eternal Savior, him who died as our Redeemer, him who comforts us at our time of trouble and brings us up as and reminds us that we are his own dear child. Here, microphone is not cooperating with me today. Okay. But all of this starts not because necessarily of us calling his name, but because of him calling our name. And one might wonder, okay, what kind of a name are we going to be given? You'll notice in our gospel lesson for this morning that there were people that were wanting to pile up on John some titles that in his case were not appropriate. No, he said. I'm not the Christ. I am not that Messiah that you've been waiting for. And no, those other things that people are saying, Jesus would later make a comment about who John really was that was aimed at some of his people who are believers. He said, for those that can believe, he said he was Elijah. But we're talking here about people that did not, no matter what it is that John was going to be, they didn't believe in him. Well, there is one name that we're going to be called by. And it was the name that was given to you. I don't know why you were given the name that you were given, but even as that became your earthly name, now you are called by that same name in the waters of holy baptism. We have two young children with us today that as they are baptized after the service is over today, they're going to be called. Oh, okay, it might be my voice, but the Lord himself is going to call these children as his own, and it's going to call them by name, and it's going to make it clear that every time that the people with those names are going to reach out to the Lord, he's going to be listening. He's going to be making time for them. He's going to say, oh, yes, I have time for you. And no matter what your name is, the same is true. Baptism may be several furlongs behind us now, but still, Jesus has made us his child now. He's given us access to him so that every time we have a sin that has burdened us down, we can look to him and he forgives you by name. Every time there is something that is burdening us to prayer, he can assure you. He can assure the person with your name that your prayer is going to be answered. For those times when your heart and soul is on somebody else who is really struggling in life, maybe somebody that does not know Jesus, first of all, Jesus comforts you and reminds you by name. Look, if you are my child, and you are, I not only am going to take care of him, but when you pray on behalf of someone else, I'm going to be listening. I'm going to be doing more than you could ever imagine for that individual, even if we can't see it, even if we can't understand it. Jesus is there. So in the midst of this, there's a couple things we want to do and a couple things we don't want to do. You know, there are a lot of people in this world that go after earthly riches, earthly honors, earthly awards, or whatever the case might be. They love to be called by name, where now all of a sudden they're going to have a certain title that's associated with it, winner of the whatever award that you can think of. And for the people that want that kind of honor, let them have their day. For the people that's their life, and that's their only life, nothing having to do with Jesus Christ, let them think the things they want to think. Let them enjoy their moment in the spotlight. Let them have the adulation of people of this world. You are going to receive a different kind of praise. Because not only are you called by name individually, you have been made a member of a much larger family. Oh, we're filled with pieces of families here, there, from every person that's here in this church. But very honestly, members, guests, snowbirds, whatever it is that's brought you to us, you're all part of one family where the Lord calls you by another name, and that name is the church. We indeed are the bride of the heavenly bridegroom, Jesus Christ himself, in which we're all gathered together in one holy Christian church, in which the things that we do together are the things also in which God brings to us his greatest gifts. You know, the wonderful thing about gifts is that as you're sitting here, every single person, and all of you have a name, not only have been called by name by Jesus Christ, but have been given the most unique and special set of gifts and talents in this entire congregation. And I mean that for the person that's sitting there and back there and back over there. Everybody else has a package of something or another, and so do you. And there might be some things that you have in common with some of the other people, but not much. You have been made individual and special with something that you can bring. It may be something that you don't even learn till later in life, that this is something that is in your heart and soul. This is something you enjoy doing. This is something that brings about a zeal to do the work of the Lord like few other things you've ever done in your life. But when all of that is put together in the church, then you see what the Lord really has in mind from a most quiet, austere start in the waters of holy baptism. He is preparing us for something far greater in both this life and in the life to come. And so, amongst all of the names of the people that are sitting here, all of whom were called by name, regardless of by who else, you have been called by name by the name that is above all names. You have been called so that you can call him by whichever of the many, many names that he has earned. And he will look at you. And he has time to listen to you and to tell you by name, yes, I'm still your Redeemer. Whatever it is, I'm there. I'm there to grant it. I'm there to help. I'm there to provide. I'm there to love. I'm there to share. I'm there as your Savior. Friends, if you're called by name in the waters of holy baptism, and two more will be today, let us go forward with each of our names, knowing that in those names are the names written in the book of life, the book for life eternal. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds forever through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. So at this time, let's confess our Christian faith through the words of the Apostles' Creed. It is in the inside back cover of the hymnal, or again, you may follow along up on the screen. Please stand as we confess our faith together. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We receive our offerings. You may be seated. Please note the special prayer response that we're using today. As we lift up our heads on behalf of all people, as we bow our heads in a word of prayer. O God, shepherd of your people, you have indeed led us, calling us by name in mercy throughout these long years of promise. You have nourished and sustained us, giving us a perfect hope through Jesus Christ. Give us all such a living faith in your mercy that we may rejoice and give thanks each passing day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer and grant us joy. At this sacred time, dear Lord, when we, your people, have come into your presence, we bring to you hearts that are filled with trouble, sorrow, concern, and amidst all of the things of life, but also filled with thanksgiving for all that you have done for us. Look upon us, brighten our hearts with your love, forgive us our sins, and by your Holy Spirit renew us with those precious gifts that you have given us, that we may be found firm in the faith on that day when your Son will come and will call us by name for our heavenly home. Lord, in your mercy, Lord, open the eyes of those who are spiritually blind. Guide those who are lame and stumbling. Heal those who are diseased in their thoughts, words, and deeds. Bring all people to know and to believe in him whom you sent, to follow the things which are good, true, lasting, and pleasing, to him who has the name that is truly above all names, Jesus Christ, Lord, in your mercy. Bless all of those today, dear Lord, throughout the world, who are becoming a part of your kingdom. A special prayer this morning on behalf of Axel Duncan and Roman Paul Sigalos, who are going to be baptized at the conclusion of our service today. Bless all who are gathered here today in your house. Be with those of our congregation that are having any kind of special celebration, as we look with joy to the things with which you have blessed us. Be also with those who are sick or afflicted in any way in body, soul, heart, or mind. Grant that in their trials they may learn of your gracious power, of your readiness to help and to serve in every time of need. We pray on behalf of Margaret de Blasi, on behalf of Karen Wendt, and now we lift up before you someone in our own lives that is going through a difficult time, that is in need of the power and the comfort and the hope that comes from you that we name in a moment of silence. Lord, in your mercy, and as you have given us, Lord, that most precious gift of your body and blood, remind us that with thankful hearts we pray, come, Lord Jesus, confident that in his body and blood, given to us to eat and to drink, we receive the forgiveness of sins, and so proclaim Jesus' death until he comes again in glory. Hear us as we pray in his name, and as he has taught us to pray his prayer, which we now pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The words of our Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also, he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Our service concludes in the middle of page 8, or again up on the screen. Please stand as we close by praying this prayer together. O Lord, you lead us to see and believe in Jesus, the light of the world. Grant that we rejoice always in the new life that is ours. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Receive the blessing of the Lord into your hearts and into your homes. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Friends, thanks so much, members and guests, for joining us today. Just a reminder, and maybe you're already starting to notice that we do have a baptism here in the sanctuary immediately following our service, in fact, two today. So we ask God's blessings this morning on George's family and Megan, and thank everybody for coming today. So go in peace and serve the Lord.